Blog Talk Radio.
Stevie B's Media Production is a part of the Shellcaster Network.
Stevie B Media Production presents Acapella Gospel Music Blast with your host, Stevie B. Playing your favorite acapella music from the world's greatest acapella artist. Sit back, relax, and listen to the sweet sound of voices. We're flying at 30,000 feet, and you're riding with Stevie B. You can call into the live show, 713-955-0508, or email us, butlersteve1009@yahoo.com. Contact us. Let us know who's riding with Stevie B on the blast tonight. This is the Acapella Gospel Music Blast, and you're listening to Stevie B.
This radio show is the 2022 recipient for the NACAMA, the National Academy of Christian Acapella Music Artists Award, for outstanding achievement for record or radio. This radio show is being broadcast from Stevie B Media Production at the Carolina Studio in the great state of North Carolina. This is Stevie B, and I'm the Blaster Master of acapella gospel music. And according to the late Yvonne, the General Connor from Dayton, Ohio, she says Stevie B is the hardest working Christian DJ in the world today. May the good Lord have mercy on us. So that was my dear sister right there. I'll put up a quote from Esau Desimara from Straight Company from Louisville, Kentucky. He was on the show as the producer for the acapella group Divine Experience with one of the lead vocalists, Brandon P.K. Smith from Tampa, Florida, was also on that show. I appreciate this quote. Esau said, my radio voice, my energy, my creativity. Activity is refreshing, and nobody does it better, because nobody's going to outwork me. Also, a quote from Brian Malone from Camille Acapella Chorus out of Rogersville, Alabama. He says, Stevie B is the hardest working man on the radio. We have a quote from the late Irvin C. Jackson from Wesley Chapel, Florida. Irvin C. says, Stevie B is the greatest and the hardest working man. He said, I consider you to be the lighthouse of acapella gospel music. I have a quote from Mr. Ooh-wee himself, Dorian Paul from Houston, Texas. He says, Stevie B, we need you. We need you, Doc. Don't you go nowhere, because we need you. I have a quote from my dear brother, Jeremy Roberts from Hyatt, Virginia. He says, Stevie B is the hardest working man on the radio, period. That's what he said, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just telling you what they say. I have a quote from the radio host Anthony Blunt from the Gospel Train radio show that airs on Sunday morning. He's also airs on Facebook Live and 94.7 FM WWBC 1510 AM in Rockdale, Florida. He said the same thing when I interviewed on his radio show. So it must be some truth to it. I have a quote from Kenneth Ray from Made New Acapella Ensemble out of Louisville, Kentucky. He says, Stevie B is the hardest working brother in acapella music on the ones and twos. I have a quote from Callie JT from Los Angeles, California, with acapella group Exodus 2.0. He says, Stevie B puts the A in acapella music. Stevie B is awesome. Stevie B is amazing. I have a quote from Al Pratt. He's the founder of the NACAMA Awards. He says, Stevie B, he said, let me get it right now, get it in Al Pratt's voice. He said, Stevie B, the acapella DJ, often imitated but never duplicated. Not only is he the hardest working, I'm telling you, he's the smartest working DJ in acapella music. Stevie B, he tried to get it in Al's voice. And then I have a quote from my dear brother, Ali Ezell from Fayetteville, North Carolina. He says, Stevie B is the mouth of acapella gospel music. I like that. And I got one more quote I got from my man Hamilton Burke, who was on the show last Friday night. He's the creator of the Shellcaster Network from Plano, Texas. He said, Stevie B is the ambassador of the world of acapella. Now that's cool, isn't it?
You're in the mix with Stevie B, the Blaster Master of acapella gospel music.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me get this big-eyed bird on up off the ground. I rubbed my two little coins together and bought me an airplane. Taking back Friday nights for the Lord. Oh, yes, we are. For the next 2 hours, I'm going to play some of your favorite acapella gospel songs from such artists as Straight Company, Dorian Paul, acapella chorus, and many, many more. I want to hear from our listeners tonight. You can give me a call to the live show at 573-955-0508, or you can go to the Blog Talk Radio website and listen to the show live there. There are over 1,800 live shows on that Blog Talk Radio website. And I just checked the website before I came on the air, and you'll find this show on page 4. Now, since I'm on the air, it probably moved up to pages 3, 2, or 1. I have to look at it again just to see where they have settled it on the website tonight. But that's just a blessing to be able to be among those shows that way. There's just so many shows on that website, but you can always find this show consistently on pages 1 through 4 of the website. I just think that's a blessing. Now, if you have want to let me know who's riding with me on the blast tonight, you can send your emails to butlersteve1009@yahoo.com. I'm trying to lift up your spirit tonight, playing these inspirational songs on a Friday night. That's right. It's Friday night, and Stevie B is playing acapella gospel music. So turn up your spiritual ear.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music blast.
At the bottom of the hour, I'll be featuring my song of the week. Want to feature a song, tell you a little bit about the artist, and this song will get 2 plays on the show tonight. It will also be dedicating this feature to my dear sister and friend, the late Linda Dilley from Tulsa, Oklahoma. We just want to keep her memory alive on this radio show. And we'll also be featuring on the broadcast my funny bones. You know, I love those comedians because laughter is good for the soul. We'll be featuring 2 comedians on the show tonight. And also on the broadcast, I'll be featuring my shout outs. And these are just some people I've been meeting in my local area here right outside of Fort Bragg, North Carolina, who are listening to this radio show, and they just love acapella gospel music. Now, I've actually been meeting people who never even heard acapella gospel music, so it's just a thrill for me just to be able to introduce them to this great music that we get to enjoy here on The Blast on a Friday night. So I just want to show them some love and let them know how much I appreciate their love and support for these radio shows. And I also have a new feature on my broadcast called My Monthly Triple Spin. So for the month of February, this is February, yeah. For the month of February, I'll be featuring the acapella group Durant out of Nashville, Tennessee. I'll be playing 3 of their singles for every show for the month of February, with the exception of my top 20 countdown show. And I also have a new feature called My Old 100s, and I'll be dedicating this feature to my dear sister and friend, the late Yvonne the General Connor from Dayton, Ohio. She says, Stevie B, you got to play something for the old folk. So I took in consideration what she said, and of course she was right. So I came up with the feature, My Old 100s. So she was with me there from the beginning, and I truly do miss her. So we just want to keep her memory alive on this radio show. So you got Stevie B, the Blaster Master, loose in the booth on the ones and twos. So let's get into the music, the sweet sounds of voices.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music blast.
As I go through my playlist tonight, I'll be announcing what artists and producers and writers, etc., that we've had on this radio show in the years past. And so you can go listen to those previous episodes if you have not had a chance to listen to those shows. Wherever you're getting your favorite podcast from, whether it be Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple iTunes, Amazon Music, YouTube, just to name a few, just search for Stevie B Media Productions. And also my recorded version shows can only be heard on iHeartRadio, Deezer, and also Amazon Music. Just search for Stevie B recorded version shows. And my upcoming events we want to make you aware of on tonight's show, my special guest is Marcus Garrett. He's from the acapella group Sanctified Harmony from Mesquite, Texas. He's been on the show a few times before. Always look forward to having Marcus on the broadcast. We just want to get some updates with these artists that we've had on the show. So a lot of these artists are repeat artists that comes on the show from time to time, just to let us know what they've been up to, what they're up to in acapella gospel music. There's a lot going on, ladies and gentlemen. On February the 10th, my special guest is Cali JT John Eberson. He's from acapella group Exodus 2.0 from Los Angeles, California. He'll be debuting some new music on that show. And also my special guest on that show will be Neil Purpose from Charlotte, North Carolina. She's been on the guest on the show as well previously. On February the 24th, my special guest is Thomas Fitzgerald from Pointe, Texas. He has an album, Let the Lord Use Us. And also on that show, my special guest will be George G. That's my man from West Palm Beach, Florida. You know, George comes on the show every fourth Friday of the month, debuting new music as well. On March the 3rd, my special guest is the North Mississippi Acapella Chorus, Alvin Moore. Looking forward to talking to Alvin on the broadcast. On March the 10th, my special guest is acapella group One Accord. Man, it's a lot of artists out here. Acapella group One Accord, Omar McCall. And March the 17th, my special guest, acapella group Ladies of God, Lisa Cooper and Silver Rollins from Memphis, Tennessee. Now, there are some gospel concerts that will be held on March the 25th, and that's a Saturday at 6 p.m. There'll be a gospel reunion concert for the acapella group The Soul Influence from Houston, Texas, and some of the other groups that'll be performing. There'll be the Lemon Five, the Melodeers, Tabernacle, and special performance by Vision and Harmony. And that'll be located at the Belfort Church of Christ there in Belfort, the Belfort Avenue, 6606 Belfort Avenue, Houston, Texas, and that zip is 77087. Also on March the 25th at 6 p.m., there'll be a scholarship benefit concert featuring acapella group Blended Praise, Trinity, the Eastern Airs, the Exciting Enchanters, Tribute Ensemble, and that's to be located at the King's Church of Christ in Brownville. That address is 381 Rockaway Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, and that zip is 11212.
Acapella gospel music blast.
So who's on the playlist tonight? We have some new singles from Tiffany Bumpers from Rochester, New York. Divine Experience from Tampa, Florida. Exodus 2.0 from Los Angeles, California. Teray Mack from Jacksonville, Florida. Kenya Shelley from Fresno, California. The Gospel Blend from Chicago, Chi-Town. Straight Company from Louisville, Kentucky. Dwayne Pugh and Brad MacArthur, both from Dallas, Texas. And many, many more.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
So ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the ride on the blast tonight. Stevie B is on the air.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
You're in the mix with Stevie B, the Blaster Master of Acapella Gospel Music.
Kicking off the show tonight, I have a double play. My man Orlando Mookie Tisdale out of Huntsville, Alabama. He has a single, Acapella Music. I just love this song from his 2015 album, I Got to Find Jesus. And we did an exclusive interview with Orlando on this broadcast. Episode 124, that brother poured out his soul on this show. We really had a great time on that show. We also did a recorded version of that live show here on Blog Talk Radio. That's episode number 30. And that'll be followed by Exodus 2.0 from Los Angeles, California. They have a new single entitled Suffer My Loss. You're going to love this song. Cali JT will be my special guest on next Friday night show, debuting some more new music. Enjoy this double play, Orlando Mookie Tisdale and Exodus 2.0. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos.
La-ra-ra-ra-ra, I just can't get enough. La-ra-ra-ra-ra, I just can't get enough.
Acapella, acapella. No, no. Mm-hmm. sounding music to my ears. I love this sound that is so free. It gets deep down in my soul, yo. I just can't let it go.
La 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 la.
Oh, how I want to be
good in everyone's hurt.
You accept
cross. Oh, shake my head and figure on my mind. It's hard for me to imagine that you could give so much. Not for your own, but for the sake of others, even as they curse your throne.
Special guest is Marcus Garrett from the acapella group Sanctified Harmony. He's from Mesquite, Texas, and they have two albums out, 2005 album, I Can Feel the Spirit, and a 2008 album, All Aboard. So looking forward to talking to Marcus Garrett. I want to give a shout out to Rakita Evans. She works at the YWCA, or the YMCA here in Hope Mills, North Carolina. She lives in Hope Mills, North Carolina. Rakita Evans, David B., wants to give you a shout out. It was really good seeing you.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
I'm Kim of ASAP in Durham, North Carolina, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
This is Cool Debris, and you are listening to Stevie B, the master blaster of acapella gospel music.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hey, this is John Poo Malone, and you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
Coming up next, I got a double play coming your way. Divine Experience out of Tampa, Florida. They have a new single entitled Never Going Back. We did an exclusive interview with Brandon P.K. Smith and their producer, Issei's Jesse Murrah from Straight Company from Louisville, Kentucky. And that'll be followed by Soul Purpose. And the members of that group are from Greensboro, Winston-Salem, Fayetteville, all from North Carolina. And their single, His Love, from the 2008 album, Next Chapter. And this group was the recipient for the 2020 Best Acapella Group, Gospel Group at the Victory Gospel Fest, Victory Promotions. You're going to love my double play, Divine Experience, and Soul Purpose. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos.
I'll never go back. No way. No way. No way. Never, never, never. No, no way. I'm never looking back over my shoulders. No, no, no. To the Lord.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You saying God's love I can depend on? And like most friends, I call, don't pick up the phone. Either too busy or just not at home. Through life I was coasting in a backwards motion, till I hit rock bottom like the sand in the ocean. Closing situation, seeking manifestation of spiritual placement. Any recommendations? Change chasing. Low on the buck, I heard a man named Jesus can lift me up. It's tough living a rough life, dreaming of being upright. Love like Christ and never be uptight. With tough nights, no sleep. Wintertime, no heat. No lamps to count. Least dilemma God knows me. It's unbelievable. God presented the sequel through Christ Jesus. His love is reachable. Like an apple on the tree of life, gotta teach you. When it's question, when you see in light, let it lead you. Got it. Christ's wine, better with time. Meditate on 1 John chapter 4, verse 9. Now I'm fine, high without smoking a dime. So I'm, what was that that I'm needing to find?
In 4, 3, 2. Hey, this is Dorian Paul, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Ooh-wee.
What's up, everybody? This is Bruce.
This is DeMario.
This is Cranston.
This is Tori.
And this is Jordan.
We are Rain.
And you're listening to
Stevie B.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Dum 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 d
Hey, this is John Poo Malone, and you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
Hey.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
We'll be dedicating this feature to my dear sister and friend, the late Linda Dilly from Tulsa, Oklahoma. She's a member of my staff here at Stevie B's Media Production from the year 2016 to June of 2021. She wrote all the questions for the artists that we interviewed on this radio show, and we just want to keep her memory alive on this radio broadcast.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
This week we are featuring the gospel band from Chi-Town, Chicago, Illinois. We had one of the lead vocalists of that group on the broadcast last week, Stephen Thompson. We debuted two of their new singles from their 2022 album, Show Me the Way. That was great. They have some great music. I really enjoyed talking to them on the show. Also, George G., the manager, was on that broadcast as well from West Palm Beach, Florida. You're going to love my song of the week entitled Can't Do Me No Harm. Enjoy my song of the week.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
Jesus got his arms up right around me and the world. Jesus got his arms up right around me and the world. Jesus got his arms up right around me and the world. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus got his arms wrapped around me and the world. Jesus got his arms wrapped around me and the world. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master Lord. Jesus.
right now, Lord. I want to take the time to say thank you. Anybody out there know God? He's been good. You bless me. Bless me, Lord. Time after time, filthy rag like me. Want to say thank you. You've been good. Oh, oh, thank you. Y'all, we better cut this off. Oh, oh, yes, Lord. Good God Almighty. Hey,
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
Spinning on the ones and twos,
it's Stevie B, the Blaster Master
of acapella gospel music.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the show tonight, my special guest is Marcus Garrett from the acapella group Sanctified Harmony. Marcus Garrett, welcome to the Blast.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine, brother. You know, I'm flying 30,000 feet.
Oh, okay. I wish I could be up there with you.
You up here with me. You up here with me now.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Hey, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to our listeners for those who may not be familiar with you.
Well, I am Marcus Garrett of AR Records and the singing group called Sanctified Harmony.
Now, are you still doing AR Records?
Yes. Yes.
Well, tell us what you're doing with AR Records.
Well, AR Records, we are currently working on new music.
All right. All right. You know, that's what I want to hear, new music.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I got a little bit for you.
Oh, you already have some now?
I got a little sample for you.
Okay. Okay.
It's not all the way ready to come out, but I got a little rough draft sample for you.
Okay. Can I play it tonight?
And I can play some of it for you, but I'm not in a position where I could get it to you right now.
Okay.
But I got a little sample of it on the pause right now.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I'd like to hear that.
But we currently working on new music for Sanctified Harmony.
Okay.
I don't know exactly. We don't have an exact release date yet, because we are still working on it. It's about halfway through, so we got a little more work to do.
Now, you're trying to do an album, or what? Are you just doing singles?
No, we do full albums. If we do a single, it'll be like a maxi single. But we are working on a full length album.
Okay, now what's our expectation here? When can we be looking for it?
We're not putting a rush on it, but since I did move to Odessa, Texas recently, it kind of slowed down the process of us just getting into the studio. Well, first, the pandemic kind of slowed us down because we were in full mode.
Right.
And then pandemic hit, and so we sat for a good almost 3 years. Waiting to get back into the swing of recording again. So we just now starting to get back in the swing right now. So
now is your group doing any live performances now?
We will be performing on March the 25th.
Okay.
And that's the next upcoming performance that we have. And then we have some more that are already scheduled later on in the year.
Now, I made an announcement earlier on the show tonight about March the 25th. Now, is that going to be the reunion concert with the Soul Influence that y'all going to be performing at?
No, it's going to be a different one. It's going to be a song fest at Texas and Clements Church of Christ.
I hadn't heard about that one.
It's fairly new. Everything's going to be on blast as of probably the beginning or the about the middle of next week. We had to wait on some more people to confirm, but now we've got them confirmed. So yeah, we're gonna go ahead and put that out
Well, go ahead, since I got you on the air now, go ahead and give us the details for that particular concert, because I hadn't heard about that one.
Okay, it's just going to be a song fest at Texas and Clemens. It's going to be at, it's going to start at 6 o'clock on March the 25th. We'll have groups like Sanctified Harmony will be there. The Soldiers of Power out of Austin, Texas will be there. There is going to be a reunion of a group called Sister to Sister, which is, I'm not for sure if they have recorded, but they are, you can say, like a popular group around the area of West Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fairly, you know, really known sisters that you know, got together and made harmony. So that'll be a reunion that people are waiting to see, because they haven't performed in probably, I want to say, 8 or 9 years.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, people are kind of in that group. They were together for about 10 years before they before they stopped singing. So people are kind of, you know, ready to hear that. So and we're looking forward to a group from ACU being there. So we just going to have a good time in the Lord, you know.
Sounds like it's going to be
at the beginning of the year, you know, spring, you know, trying to get everybody back into the swing of having gospel meetings and singings and stuff like that. So
You know, I'm just fascinated about all the acapella groups and artists that are out there that I just never heard of. You know, I've heard a lot of acapella gospel music since I've been doing this radio show, and it just never ceases to amaze me how the good quality of music that's out there. You know.
It is good that, you know, we still are continuing, you know, the singing, because for a little moment there, I thought that it was going to die down because of the pandemic.
Right.
You know, so I was hoping and wishing that everybody kept their groups together, and some of them didn't stay together. You know, some of them stopped because, you know, it wasn't anything to do. So, yeah, like you said, it's good that you do have some others who took interest and still, you know, continue to produce music and put music out there. So. You know,
now, do you have any
groups
other
like
groups?
Mine are,
go ahead.
Oh, I was just on groups like the one I have are kind of like Last of the Mohicans. You know, not many of us left.
Right. Now, I forgot what I was wanting to ask you, Marcus. I had the tip of my tongue.
Oh, do I have any other groups that I'm working
with?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any other groups under your AR records?
At the moment, no. I do plan on putting out another solo CD in the coming years.
What you mean another solo CD? I haven't heard your first solo CD. Talking about another solo CD.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Oh, I got, right now I have two. And so this will be my third one.
What, you hiding them up
kinda
under your couch pillows or something?
But I have these songs, you know, I just have these songs, and I just want somebody to hear them.
You gotta give them to me so I can play them.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, they're not ready yet. You know, like I said, Sanctified Harmony was supposed to come out first.
Okay.
So I'm giving the platform to them to come out first.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they come out, then I'll roll mine out after that.
Oh, so this is something new you're producing?
Yes.
Well, Sanctified Harmony already got two albums out.
Well, I got three.
Y'all got three albums, so go ahead and put yours out.
Well, I mean, it's
why
can come out at any given time.
You know,
I'm trying to go ahead and let Sanctified have their moments. You know,
but
this is the Sanctified Harmony moment.
Sanctified Harmony already got three albums out.
They do, but before the pandemic, they were supposed to come out with the next one. It was supposed to be right before the pandemic happened. We we was coming out with the next one, and then they didn't get a chance to come out. So it's, you know, just.
So how many new singles do you have on yours, your new CD?
On mine, I will have, I think it's roughly 10.
10? Oh, wow. Well, I tell you what, Marcus, give me two of them, and I'll play them next Friday night.
Oh, they're not ready yet. You know, they halfway ready. That's what I'm saying. That's on the halfway, too, because I'm working on this slowly because of trying to get Sanctuary Harmony out. So,
but you said you got 10 singles, though. And ain't none of them ready for radio?
Only.
I tell you what, Mark.
Only
just,
one
just,
is
just
probably
give me
ready.
One. Give me one. Give me the one that you got ready. Just give me
okay.
one. That's all
right.
I need is one. Just
okay.
so I can let
okay.
the people know that you got something, and we'll be anticipating the rest of it later on down the road, okay?
Okay, okay. Well, yeah, I got one that's ready. But
okay, ladies and gentlemen, you heard him. Marcus Garrett said he got one single ready, and we're going to try to debut it next Friday night. You don't have to come,
okay.
on that show next Friday night, but I'll debut it next Friday night, okay?
Okay, next Friday night. Okay,
next Friday
all
night.
All right,
what's
next Friday
the name
night.
Of the single? What's the name of the single?
What song is ready? Now you got me thinking. Which one is actually ready?
You got all this music in your head, huh?
I do. I have a lot. I have some that I got some music. I got some music.
Okay.
I have to go back and see which one is actually ready. Though. I know it's one ready, but I gotta make sure I'm talking about the. You know.
It's all good. I got two singles that I want to play from Sanctified Harmony. The two singles that I want to play is I Shall Not Be Moved, I Love This Song, and Love One Another. You want to give us the backstory on those songs before I play them? Did you write those songs?
I wrote Love One Another with Devin Jackson. He's the lyricist of the group. But, yeah, I wrote that one. I don't know. I always try to sing songs that will direct people in how to be better people.
Okay.
You know, so love one another is scriptural. You know, love one another as you love thyself. So that's usually our goal. And whenever I send a song to Devin, and I say, Devin, I'm struggling with, you know, some of these lyrics, and he usually just writes exactly what I'm thinking. It's
okay.
So weird.
Okay.
But yeah, it you know,
that's
I usually do all the music
right
for
there.
It, and
yeah,
it really
like
is. It really is. I just tell him exactly what I'm thinking. And he just puts it to the paper. And, it just comes out exactly the way I planned it when I'm writing the song.
Now, before I play these two singles, I did want to ask you this question. I did have this one question I wanted to ask you. Because since you did radio, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you remember, I had Marcus on the show back in, was it 2016, 2017, Marcus, when y'all first came on? And I was having all that technical difficulty on the show. You remember that?
Yep.
When you
I
took
remember.
Over my show. Ladies and gentlemen, Marcus used to work in radio, and he took over my radio show for me because I was having so much technical difficulty on the actual show. And he just ran the show for me until I could get my situation straightened out. And he did a great job, and I never forgot that. But the question I wanted to ask you, Marcus, now, since you've been around acapella gospel music for a while, I wanted to ask you, from what you have observed now in acapella gospel music, because there's a lot of new artists coming out with new music and whatnot, what would be your critique if you had any criticism? What would it be if you had any?
Criticisms?
I mean, good or bad? Good or bad?
Well, the only, I guess, one thing that I would maybe try to say is, if possible, make it authentic. You know, we can try so hard sometimes to make it sound like it's actual instruments, but then we call it acapella. So it can almost sometimes be deceiving and questionable. And I always tell people, you know, if people are wanting acapella, they're gonna want to sound like acapella,
right?
You know, so you don't have to make it sound like it's instruments. You know,
right.
we tweak it so much to where we say, "No, that's my voice," but it really don't sound like your voice.
It really
you tweaked it so much that it does sound like an instrument.
Right.
But we, you know, we say, but that's my voice. Well, make it your voice. And people like me who love acapella, we can appreciate that you sung that line instead of you made it sound like it was an instrument.
Right.
I mean, that's the only thing that I would really say. I love all the original situations that people are doing. I mean, I love new music. That's just me. I love new music.
I love the old school too,
you know, but I like people being original and putting thought into, you know, and not just doing somebody else's song the way they did it and then putting it out on CD. Well, that was their song, you know, that's the way they did it. You know, what can you come up with? So,
now that's
hard. You know,
Hey Marcus, you being hard tonight.
Well, I mean, it's,
but you're telling
the truth.
You know, you're telling
the
truth.
I mean, if you're saying it's acapella, that's what we want to hear is acapella.
Right.
You know, because
that's what I got on my show title, Stevie B Acapella Gospel Music Blast. That's what I'm telling the world I'm playing. And when artists send me music, I'm taking their word for it that's what they did. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know what they did. I wasn't in the studio. I don't know. They told me it was their voice, and I took their word for it, you know?
Sometimes we try hard to please everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we want to tell the people who love acapella, it's acapella. But we want the people who only listen to instruments, you know, we want them to think that they listen to the instrument. You know what I mean? It's,
right. But I never, Marcus, let me say this. Now, this is just from what I have observed and just from my own perspective. I never thought that acapella artists was trying to show, portray to the world that they were playing instruments in their music. Now, I never thought that. I never thought that was what they was trying to do. Now, you're saying that's what they're trying to do?
Huh? We don't want you to think it.
Okay, because I don't want to think that.
It's in the underlying what we doing, you know, as artists. Because I could do it, too. I mean, I know how to do it, but I just choose not to. But, we can tweak it to where it sounds like an instrument, but, I sung that. But the way I use modern technology, I can make it sound like it was actually an instrument.
So, Marcus, let me ask you this. I didn't plan on doing this tonight, but since we're talking about it, do you think artists are actually using instruments in their acapella songs?
No, I don't want to say that.
Okay.
I think that's a stretch, you know.
Yeah. Because I don't want to confuse my audience either. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. No, I
want everybody who's listening to my show to get acapella gospel music. And I don't want them to walk away from listening to the show saying that wasn't acapella.
It's just that, you know, through technology, we've discovered that we can play with, you know, different dials and make our voice, you know, sound different. And so, I mean, it's smart, you know. It's smart if you're trying to, you know, how they would say, you know, R&B is trying to cross over into pop.
Mm-hmm.
it's smart if you're trying to cross over into people who only listen to instruments. That's smart, you know. If that's your goal, mm-hmm. you know, then yeah, that's what they're doing. But I don't think that they're actually using instruments other than, you know, like a percussion sound or something like that. But
mm-hmm.
I mean that's not really, you know, singing. A percussion sound is not really singing anyway, so that's not right. a big deal. But yeah, I don't think that they're actually using, you know, musical instruments.
Right. Well, I didn't know there were artists out there trying to cross over into acapella. I mean, into instrumentation like that, you know?
But technically, we all kind of wish that we could get that crowd, you know?
Right, right,
we put
right.
out something, we all want, you know, everybody who likes gospel music, Christian music, to want to hear and listen to our stuff.
Right, right.
So, yeah, that itch has always... Well, I ain't going to say always, but at least since I've been doing it, the itch has always been there for a lot of different artists. It's always
now, what
been
I
there,
have
you know,
discovered, Marcus, what I have discovered since I've been on the air since 2016, I have been meeting mm-hmm. a lot of people who just never heard acapella gospel music.
And that's true. That's true.
And when they hear it, they love it, you know?
They do, but for some reason, you know, you do have those out there that, let's say, yeah, acapella is good, but I gotta have my instruments.
Right, right.
So for those
George
people,
G made a statement.
You know, like I said.
Hey, George G mm-hmm. made a statement last Friday night. He said, "We're not going to put Stevie Wonder's keyboard out of business."
Oh, right.
And that's
true.
A true statement, you know.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah.
Because I've had that statement said to me. I've had, you know, people say, you know, yeah, acapella is good, but I got to have my instruments.
Right.
Okay.
And that's fine if that's what you like, you know. You know, because I like listening to music that has instruments in it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know?
Yep. And it's just funny. Every time I see, like, a movie that has, let's say, like, a church scene in it,
mm-hmm.
half the time, they're singing acapella
mm-hmm.
in that movie. I don't know if it ever just really just clicked on, you know, in your mind when you're actually watching that scene. But so many times when they're doing a church scene, it's an acapella.
Mm-hmm.
The
yeah.
choir is singing acapella.
Yeah.
It's like, it's so weird that y'all use what we do so much, but then we can't get on y'all's airwaves.
Well, that's why we have to create our own airwaves, you know. As
yeah,
a matter of fact,
true.
As a matter of fact, I just sent the package off to Sirius XM Radio yesterday.
Oh, that's good. That's
yeah,
good.
I just did that yesterday.
And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that no gospel radio stations will play acapella. That's not what I mean, but it's
mm-hmm.
just we don't get the fluency that an instrumental artist would get.
Yeah, we're not mainstream.
No.
Yeah, we're not mainstream.
Right, right. In which
it's
we should
good.
Be because our music is just as good as theirs.
It's just as good. And when I was doing my tour in Atlanta in November, that's what I told those folks in Atlanta, that I do not mind bragging on these artists because we have some great artists.
Yeah, I mean, Christian music, gospel music is gospel music, whether it's sang a cappella or sang with some instruments. I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
still... It's still praising God. It's still teaching us the
mm-hmm.
word of God. I mean, I think that it should get airplay, but the people who are over the airwaves
right.
don't feel like people want to
right.
hear the acapella. So
and it sounds,
it's a struggle
good.
For us to get on those stations.
Right, right. It's all good, though.
But I got one that before you play those other ones, I'm gonna let you hear
mm-hmm.
this one and,
okay.
and see what you
okay.
think. This is just our little spin on a song called "Angels Watching Over Me."
Okay, now is that what you're gonna send me next week?
Nope. Nope. This is Sanctified Acapella, Sanctified Harmonies. One of their songs.
Okay.
I said that song like I'm not even in a group. one of our songs, but it's not one of my solos.
Okay. It's on your album that right. you already have?
Huh?
It's on one of your old albums or one of your new albums?
No, this is going to come out. Well, it's a snippet on our maxi single that we were supposed to follow up with the whole album, and we didn't get the chance. So now it's pretty much have come to fruition.
Okay.
The song itself is a full song. And so, I'm just kind of giving you the rest of that, or some of that song.
Okay. Well, let's hear it.
I'll give you a little bit. All right, here it is. Here it is.
Okay. Now it sounds good, but it's not sounding good coming over the airwaves. But I could tell I could tell it's a nice song. You know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm gonna have to send it to you when we ready to get that release.
Okay, sounds good. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we got my man Marcus Garrett from the acapella group Sanctified Harmony. Now, you're in Odessa, Texas now.
Yep, I'm all the way in Odessa, Texas.
Now, why did you move to Odessa, Texas? You know, we try to get all up in your business on the blast. You know?
My wife got a better job. Well, let me say a better paying job. Let me say it like
all
that.
All right.
So, the Lord said, here's opportunity, and we took it.
Amen. Hey, brother. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, now Marcus has a new single. We're going to try to get it on the air next Friday night, Lord willing. But I will play these two singles as Marcus leaves this segment. It's entitled I Shall Not Be Moved from his 2005 album, I Can Feel the Spirit, or his 2008 album, All Aboard, and the single Love One Another. Hey, Marcus, thank you, brother, for riding with us on the blast and sharing your perspective with us tonight. That was some good conversation, brother. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for having me, man.
All right. Oh, I wanted to ask you about those awards. Are y'all still doing those awards?
We will. We're just waiting for, the time, like I said, the pandemic kind of slowed everything down. So we do plan on bringing it back.
Okay.
May not be this year, but hopefully soon in the future, we will bring it back.
Well, just keep us posted, man. Yeah, just keep us posted, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right. Thank you, brother, for riding with us on the blast tonight. Marcus Garrett, ladies and gentlemen, from Sanctified Harmony.
Bye-bye.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, these are two singles, I Shall Not Be Moved by Sanctified Harmony and Love One Another. Enjoy these two singles. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos.
You know why? like a tree that's planted by the water, Lord. You know I won't be here
to Tracy Jackson. She works at the Subway here in Hope Mills, North Carolina. Tracy Jackson, Stevie B, wants to give you a shout out.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hey, this is Tony Carter from the Chicagoland area, and if you are looking for God to give you a song to sing like Jesus, then you tuned into the right place. You're listening to Stevie B on the Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hello out there. This is Janice Emerson, Nashville, Tennessee, former directress of Praise Unlimited. If you want to hear the latest and you want to hear the greatest, keep your station locked in to Stevie B.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hey, this is John Poo Malone, and you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
Hey.
Coming up next, I got a single play coming your way. Tiffany Bumpus from Rochester, New York. She has a new single entitled You Say It. And Tiffany was on the broadcast episode 288. She was on the show with her producer, Ron Walker from Atlanta, Georgia. He wrote this song here. You're going to love this single play by the new single from Tiffany Bumpus. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos.
Shoot through thick and then I know that you love me. Shoot.
Me free from all of my enemies. I know you got my faith within your very hand. I long to see my Jesus in the promised land. Your precious touch, your humbleness, your healing hand. It soothes the pain of every woman, every man. And I thank you, Lord, I thank you. Oh, what the blessed joy to hear you say. Nothing less than love that makes me feel so good. You kept your promise just like you said you would. Sometimes I feel I just wanna give up. I look to you, your grace and love to fill my cup. The sacrifice, the loneliness, I know you felt. The lashes of the painful whip, I know you felt. But I thank you, Lord, I thank you. Oh, what a blessed joy to hear you say.
There's no reason.
caller on the line. Caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, Stevie B, it's Michelle Marco in Fort Lauderdale.
Hey, Michelle Marco, how you doing?
Phenomenally blessed indeed. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I hadn't talked to you in a minute.
I know. Been crazy, crazy busy.
I think you've been avoiding me.
No, I just been busy. Trust me, God is just blessing. Keep on blessing and on top of blessing and just keeping busy.
Well, that's what life is all about, isn't it?
Amen, indeed.
Now, how is Mama doing tonight?
She's doing great. She's right here.
Let me speak to Mama. Vidania, how you doing, Vidania?
Oh, God.
I haven't said that in a while.
Vidania, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. You all are you all enjoying the blast tonight?
Oh yeah, yes. Oh,
yeah.
Great interview too.
Yeah, I really enjoyed talking to Marcus. Yeah, yes. that conversation went way left. It'd be like that sometimes, you know.
Amen.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm glad you all are riding with me on the blast tonight. I'm flying 30,000 feet. You know how we do it.
Amen.
But
thank
you
all.
It's good to hear you guys are doing all right. I haven't talked to you all in a while. Seems like I've been away for a while.
Yeah.
But we back, though. I got a chance to go home last weekend.
I know. I'm looking forward to listening to this sermon. Thanks so much for texting it to me.
Oh, okay. You got it on Facebook?
Okay. But you texted to me as well, so I was definitely listening to it.
Okay, yeah. Check it out. Check out the one on Facebook.
Okay.
Because the one on YouTube just has a headshot, but the one on Facebook got my whole body on there.
Oh, okay. I was definitely listening to it.
Oh, yeah. All right, guys. Huh?
He's a model, Lord have mercy. Go ahead, model.
No. I didn't mean it like that. It's just that when you look at the live video, you get to hear the audience are responding back.
Oh,
to
nice.
To the lesson. Yeah, you get to hear them interacting better because on the video from YouTube, you don't hear anything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
I guess that's just the way they did it. But yeah, it's just
a
headshot of YouTube.
The way they did it.
Huh?
Yeah, the way they did it is very professional.
Yeah, but I like the audience response. You know, I like to hear the folks talking back to me when I'm preaching.
Yeah.
You know, always ask them, always tell them, "Amen, walls, somebody help me along here."
Amen.
You know that kind of stuff. You know,
hello, somebody. Go ahead, preach to me. I tell you, I am multi-talented.
Hey, I'm just enjoying life. You know, God has been good, you know. And I told those folks, I don't mind bragging on Jesus. I do not mind bragging on Jesus.
I know that's right. Amen.
So I'm loving this. That's why I said, I hadn't done this show. Since I hadn't done this show in a while, I was just glad to get back on the air, you know.
Yes. I totally agree.
Yeah, but I like traveling too, so it's all good.
Yes.
But it's good to talk to you guys. I'm glad to know that everything is going all right with you. May
Amen.
God continue
Amen.
To bless you. Bless my dear.
Yes, you too.
Bless my dear, Lord. Bless my dear.
We got to pray for you hard tonight. Hello, somebody.
Oh, you know I love you. You know I love you guys. I love you guys.
Yes, we love you too. Yeah,
all right. Hey, thanks for riding with us on the blast tonight and enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hi, this is Jeremy Roberts.
This your girl, Toni Washington, from Journey Acapella.
This is Janice Emerson, Nashville, Tennessee.
And you're listening to Stevie B.
B.
Good day, family. It's your boy, George G, a.k.a. George G International, G-G-I-G to the double E. You're listening to the phenomenal sounds of acapella gospel music blast, where the bass note bumps and the E note jumps and the sopranos and the altos and the tenors make you sway. Oh, yeah, it's a head knocker, baby, and a rock and cheer rocker. Acapella gospel music blast, your host, Stevie B, spinning the voices that soothe the soul, flying at 30,000 feet, not missing a beat, acapella gospel music blast.
I'm just hanging with Stevie B, I'm just hanging with Stevie B.
This your boy Lil Lou from Athens, Alabama at Diesel Records. Giving a shout out to my man Stevie B with the acapella gospel music blast. Every Friday night we get down just like this. Diesel Records, baby. Acapella gospel music blast.
Stevie B's Funny Bones.
You certainly don't say anything. Just let her finish her thought, dig the knife on the wall, butter the waffle. Then she says we're joining a health club. Did you hear what I said? I think I heard you say you're fat and we're joining a health club. That was the wrong answer. Spoon. Of course we joined a health club. And if there are two people on this planet that should have never purchased a health club membership, it is Tammy and I. Trust me, I haven't moved with any purpose since I won the race at conception. Trust me. Yeah. I don't want to brag, but I outran about 4 billion that morning, and I'm still exhausted. We're lazy people. We're not ashamed of it. We've actually woken our children up to get the remote control for the television. We've had an exercise bike in our bedroom for 10 years. Got about a mile and a half on it. And most of that was put on by the grandkids sitting on the floor just spinning the pedals. She once called me from the driveway to get her purse. Hello, get my purse. Where you at? I'm in the driveway. I'm going to the health club and I need my ID. How lazy are you? Hey, go get your mother's purse and bring it to her, will you? Tried, you know, I've tried things. When I was in my 20s, I tried skiing. When I was actually, I got knocked unconscious by the chairlift. I mean, yeah, it's funny now. But if that wasn't humiliating enough, the insurance company that I had at the time wouldn't cover my head injury. I'm not making it up. Guy called me up at home, said, you got hit in the head with a chairlift. I said, yes, sir. He goes, wow, that makes you a moron. And we consider that a pre-existing condition. They had me. It was a loophole. I wanted to get in shape. I wanted to get in shape. I have grandchildren now. They're running me ragged. By the way, if you're a young parent, everything I was told about grandchildren is true. It is. They are your reward for letting your teenagers live. That's Fight the urge, let those ingrates live, and they'll bring you a bundle of joy. They will. It's a time. But you've never been sicker in your life till you spent time around little children. You know that. They go to preschool. Why the CDC hasn't shut down every preschool in America? I'm not kidding. They're little germ magnets, agar gyres, or petri. If you went to an American preschool, shut off all the lights, turn on a black light, it would look like the surface of the sun in that place. And they're 5 years old. They don't know any better. They give stuff to each other. Give this one to your papa. And she'll wait till I'm sleeping on the couch, and she just stares at me while I'm laying there. And you know, because of gravity, everything in her little mouth is splashing on my face. It's like sleeping under a toxic rain pipe. Vanilla wafers and Kool-Aid. Get this paste falling on your face. And as soon as I open an eyeball, she goes, oh, is that Ebola? I haven't had that one yet. And the worst is when they take a drink out of your water. They hand you a glass, you got a six-course meal floating around the top of it. You know, Papa will get a new water. Water shouldn't have 40 grams of fiber in it, that's all I know. And they live nearby, which is really, really cool. We see them a lot. And my son brought her over one day. He thought it'd be funny to teach my five-year-old granddaughter to give me a wet willy. Yeah, it's funny now. But, so I got her on my lap, and I'm bouncing around, and she's licking her finger, going, hey, Papa, Papa. You know, and it's kind of amusing, you know. 30 seconds into it, she goes, Papa, I got pink eye. What? And squirting Purell in my eye. Oh, my God, I'm going to die. It was cool. She just turned five. We had the birthday at our house, and it was really kind of cool. And my son dropped her off, and they had to go get her a gift, a bicycle or whatever it was. They didn't want it there. So they drop her off about an hour before the party starts, and she sees all the balloons and everything. She knows it's her birthday. She's five. So she runs down. I'm on the couch. I'm reading a book. She's running down the hall. I'm the birthday girl. And she disappeared. I didn't see her. And then I heard her plow into a wall. And I only tell you this because people after the show will ask me, what sort of stuff makes you laugh? That would be one of them right there. I'm sorry.
Stevie B's Funny Bones.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I hope you're enjoying the flight tonight on The Blast. I'm playing some of the world's greatest acapella gospel music artists, the sweet sounds of voices. We're flying 30,000 feet, and I'm dropping bombs everywhere.
Dropping the beat.
Stevie B, the Blaster Master,
acapella gospel music.
Coming up next, I got a double play coming your way. Dwayne Pugh and Brad MacArthur, both from Dallas, Texas. Their single, God's Music, from their 2019 album, Life in Music. We debuted that album here on this broadcast. Episode 177. Also did a recorded version of that live show here on Blog Talk Radio. It's episode number 37. And that'll be followed by the C-Notes out of Jackson, Mississippi. I just love this group. Their single, I Knew, from their 2018 album, Magnify. And we debuted that album here on this broadcast. Episode number 78. Also did a recorded version of that live show here on Blog Talk Radio. That's episode number 19. Enjoy this double play by Dwayne Pugh and Brad MacArthur and the C-Notes. You guys, Stevie B on the ones and twos.
Don't I remember Sunday morning, Daddy would turn on the radio, saying I could see the house changing, the rearranging, yeah, things shifted. I felt the fun through the crowds of joy, oh yeah. Much better when that music played. I felt it down deep in my soul, the kind of music that cannot be ignored. No, this music, I choose it, 'cause it keeps me going
I know. Melissa Lancaster with the singing group Durant.
Hey, what up, guys? This is Melody Bailey.
This is Monte Cuba.
This is Orlando Tisdale, a.k.a. Mookie.
This is Bruce.
This is DeMario.
This is Cranston.
This is Torres.
This is Jordan.
We are Rain.
And you're listening.
And you're listening.
And you're listening to.
And you are listening.
You are listening to Stevie B.
Stevie B.
Stevie B.
And you're listening to
Stevie B.
Welcome. This is Garrick Edison of the acapella group One Hope in Christ, straight out of Louisville, Kentucky, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast Radio Show, and he's dropping bombs. Oh, boom, boom.
Hi, this is Yvonne Gooch, owner of Blazing Crackers, and I am a proud sponsor of Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Blazing Crackers, they on fire.
You need a treat, you're hungry, you need something to eat. So you need a treat, you're hungry, shout enough hungry, need something to eat.
Blazing crackers,
B-L-A-Z-I-N crackers, yeah.
Hey, this is John Poo Malone, and you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
Hey.
Is your congregation in need of lending for a building or expansion project? As your partner and advocate, Diversified Financial Network will take the time to understand your unique situation and develop a financing solution that meets your specific needs. It's an exciting time for your congregation, and what you need is a company with expertise in church financing early in the process. Call us today at 1-866-513-6665. Or visit us at www.diversifiedfinancegroup.com.
This is a program reminder. Stevie B's Media Production presents. We're airing live shows here on Blog Talk Radio. Telephone number to the live show is 713-955-0508. Or the website is www.blogtalkradio.com/gospel-like-radio-show, or just type in your browser Blog Talk Radio, and in your search bar just type in Stevie B and all of the shows will pop up. On Tuesday, I'm hosting a live show, What a Word from the Lord Radio Show, from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. The show will air every second, third, and fourth Tuesday of the month. The second Tuesday of the month, I'm hosting a live show that will consist of a guest speaker from the Brotherhood of the Churches of Christ will be making the proclamation of the gospel of Christ. Also during that show, I have a segment called Community Corner for small business owners and entrepreneurs who have products and services for our community. I also have four co-hosts on that show. Isa Mullins and Lou Gilbert be making their proclamation of the gospel of Christ. Then on the third Tuesday of the month, I have a new production featuring Dr. Anthurica Lane. She's a board-certified obstetricianist and gynecologist from the Gray Road Church of Christ there in Cincinnati, Ohio, and her show is entitled Conversations with Dr. Lane. And then every fourth Tuesday of the month, and these shows will air at 7 p.m., by the way, but every fourth Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m., my co-host Kelly Fletcher, she serves with the Livingstone Church of Christ there in Indianapolis, Indiana, and her show is entitled The Kelly Fletcher Show. Then on Thursday evening each week from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, I'll be hosting a live show, The Gospel Light radio show. And I have seven co-hosts on that show who will be presenting lessons from the Word of God. My co-hosts are Dr. Frank Washington, Clay Phillips, and Steve Porter, Robert Lee Johnson, Glenn McMillian, Courtney Carruthers, and Brian Christian Coleman. Each week I have two of my co-hosts on the air with me, and I'm also taking a question from my social media platform on Facebook that I'll be posing to one of my co-hosts on that live show. Then on Friday night, I'll be hosting the live show, Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast. And this show is the 2022 recipient for the NACAMA, National Academy of Christian Acapella Music Artists Award, for outstanding achievement in record or radio. And this show will air from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. On this show, I'm playing some of the world's greatest acapella gospel music artists, the sweet sounds of voices. We're also interviewing artists, producers, comedians, etc. And we're also debuting new music and featuring old music on this broadcast as well. Every third Friday of the month, I have my Top 20 Countdown show. And we also have on-demand episodes. These, wherever you're getting your favorite podcasts from, just go to the various platforms and look up Stevie B Media Productions, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Apple iTunes, YouTube, just to name a few. Also, I have a recorded version show. You can just type in Stevie B recorded version shows, and these shows are done in beta hi-fi, so the sound quality is excellent. Now, these recorded version shows will only be heard on iHeartRadio, on Deezer, and also on Amazon Music. I want to thank all of our sponsors who are sponsoring these radio shows. If you'd like to be a sponsor, just contact my sponsorship manager, Michelle Marco, from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Her telephone number is 954-687-4705. The three E's of Stevie B Media Production, it is the objective of this broadcast. We want to educate, we want to edify, we want to encourage you in the study of God's Word. And that will conclude our program announcements. You're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast. Our monthly triple spin is up next.
Stevie B's monthly triple spin.
For the month of February, we'll be featuring the acapella group Durant from Nashville, Tennessee. This group has five albums, and we did an exclusive interview with some of the members of Durant. That's episode number 37. If you haven't had a chance to listen to that broadcast, I got a chance to talk to the Gooch. Also talked to my listener, brother Anthony, and a few other members of that group. That was a great show. Really enjoyed talking to Durant. And also did a marathon show for them. That's episode 151. And the singles that we'll be featuring for the month of February is entitled Windows, People Get Ready, and Wade in the Water. You're going to love my monthly triple spin for the month of February.
Stevie B's monthly triple spin.
God has given me a window, and I can finally see the light. And though I feel like going under, I know it's gonna be alright, yeah.
God has given me a window, and I can finally see the light. And though I feel like going under, I know
Stevie B's monthly triple spin.
Hi, my name is Vonda Waller from the Columbus, Georgia area. You're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
We're United from Houston, Texas.
And you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hey, this is John Poo Malone, and you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
It's your favorite DJ,
Stevie B,
the Blaster Master
of Acapella Gospel Music.
Stevie B's
Old 100s.
My Old 100 feature has been dedicated to my dear sister and friend, the late Yvonne General Connor from Dayton, Ohio. We just want to keep her memory alive on this radio broadcast.
Stevie B's
Old 100s.
This week we'll be featuring in my Old 100, the North Mississippi Acapella out of Hernando, Mississippi, and their single Bright Side. It's the title track from their Bright Side album, and this song features Lewis Cooper's mother, so you're going to love what you're hearing from this single. And that'll be followed by the Blessed Elijah Bush Singers from Montgomery, Alabama, their single Save Us. Enjoy my Old 100s.
Stevie B's
Old 100s.
Keep the faith and keep holding on when you're in doubt. Genesis Archer from Jacksonville, Florida, and you're listening in to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Oh, wow. it's your boy, Lil Lou, from Diesel Records, giving a shout out to my main man, Stevie B, and every Friday night, we get down just like this, acapella gospel music blast.
It's Friday night, and the mood is right, Stevie B's on the radio, we're gonna pray tonight, if you get to me.
Stevie B's Funny Bones.
Bishop Secular, the Yolanda Adams Show. What up? Y'all turned up in this service. Yeah, this a whole nother service right here. I mean, y'all tailgating out here. I know one of them coolers wicked. I know it's something one of them coolers, I know. I'm going to find that cooler, I know. I know it's a cold one. look here. Man, Coach Drew, I still hoop. And I would love a 10-day contract because I give all this up to sit on the end of your bench. I promise you I would. I give that NBA money, guaranteed. Guaranteed. Okay. Let me say thank you again. I've had a great weekend. Again, to Bishop Hawkins, to Lady Hawkins. I also want to give two special ladies a big shout out, and that's Princess and Maya, wherever they at. They are. They've taken care of my manager and myself real nice. So want to tell y'all, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Okay, here it is. Let me get to my joke today. I'm gonna do one joke. Everybody say one joke. This joke is near and dear to my heart. Matter of fact, I gotta take my glasses off for this. It's a little joke. It's from my new DVD. Name of this joke is "Marry Your Type and Not a Prototype." I was reading this article in USA Today. It was saying that marriages outside of church last longer. I don't believe everything I read, but it is food for thought. And so I did my research, and I noticed people in church, they marry a prototype instead of they type. A prototype is something like what everybody wants you to be with. Prototype. You know, you hear them in church all the time. They tell women, girl, that's a good man. That's a church-going man. A Bible-reading man. He's still a man. I don't care how much good stuff you put in front of it. He's still a man. They tell men the same thing. Boy, that's a good woman. A virtuous woman. Men stuff be shallow, though. They say stuff like, she could sing. She a real Proverbs 31 woman. And can I tell y'all the truth? When I got married, I wasn't looking for a Proverbs 31 woman. I was looking for a Levi 501 woman. I want to know how she look in them jeans. How them jeans look. How she look in them jeans, what I want to know. She can grow to the Proverbs thing. But here it is. Marry your type. Not a prototype. Now, if you're already married, you kind of grandfathered in. But if you're on the cusp, your type, not a prototype. Reason why people don't marry their type is because they ashamed of their type. You ain't going to bring your type up in here. You ain't going to bring chocolate in voices. You ain't going to bring Slim up in voices.
Now, that's your type, right? That's your type. What you like. What you ain't going to bring in there because you're ashamed. Your type lost. But I thought the whole purpose of church was to bring in the lost. So here they are. My daddy helped me with this. My daddy helped me with this. He told me a long time ago, marry your type. Not a prototype, because my daddy, he was a deacon at the church, but he was working at the liquor store. My daddy was a deacon at the church working at the liquor store. You got to eat, don't you? You got to have a job, okay? Because some of you are looking funny like, that's a shame. No, we ate. We ate. We was eating from the money from the liquor store. But then my daddy got called to preach. And when he got called to preach, he became an associate minister at the church, still working at the liquor store. Then my daddy started preaching all over the community, and a pastorship came available at this church. And they offered him the job, so my daddy took the job. And he finally quit the liquor store. And when he quit the liquor store, it hurt him because he was making so much money for them and him selling it bootleg out the trunk. Well, anyway, when my daddy took a job at the church, the good deacons and the good trustees at the church told my daddy, hey, you got to get married, because he was single at the time. They said, man, you got to get married. We like you because you could preach, but you got to get married. So my daddy said every Sunday, the good deacons and the good trustees would line up potential first ladies on the front row for my daddy to choose from. Every Sunday, so he would get up there, and he'll look at that front row, and it'll be a lady right there with a little old boutique suit on. You know, boutique suit, all that. My dad look over there, he'd be like, yeah, that ain't me. He'll see this next lady right here. She got on the satellite hat with the veil. My daddy like, no, that ain't me. He see the next lady right there. She got on, you know, the lap napkin and the gloves and everything monogram Bible, monogram gloves, monogram all that. My daddy, no, that ain't me. So the good deacons and the good trustees was like, pick one. Hurry up, pick one. So my daddy said one Sunday he got up there and he looked at that front row. And he didn't see nothing. But he looked in the back of the church and saw my fast mama back there. My mama back there with jeans on, red pumps, red lipstick, you can ring my bell t-shirt. I'll see y'all later, man. I'm Marcus Wilde. I'm out here.
DVB's Funny Bones.
DVB's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I hope you're enjoying the flight tonight on the blast. I'm playing some of the world's greatest acapella gospel music artists, the sweet sounds of voices. We're flying 30,000 feet, and I'm dropping bombs everywhere.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
This week we are dedicating this feature to my dear sister and friend, the late Linda Dilley from Tulsa, Oklahoma. She was a member of my staff here at Stevie B's Mid Production from the year 2016 to June of 2021. She wrote all the questions for the artists that we interviewed on this radio show, and we just want to keep our memory alive on this radio broadcast.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
This week we're featuring the gospel band from Chi-Town, Chicago, Illinois. We had one of the lead vocalists of that group on the show last week, Stephen Thompson. We debuted two new singles from their latest album, their 2022 album, Show Me the Way. We just had a great time on that broadcast. Also had George G on the show. He's the manager for this group. You know, George is from West Palm Beach, Florida. You're going to love this new single, Can't Do Me No Harm. I just love this song of the week. I was about to fall out my chair here earlier tonight playing this song of the week. Enjoy my song of the week.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
Jesus got his arms up right around me and the world. Jesus got his arms up right around me and the world. Jesus got his arms up right around me and the world.
Wanna say thank you? You've been good. Oh,
song of the week.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Taking it back to the old school. Stevie B, the Blaster Master of Acapella Gospel Music.
Coming up next, I got a double play coming your way. My man, Teray Mack from Jacksonville, Florida. He has a new single entitled, What You Say? Now, Teray is a 2016 recipient for the NACAMA New Artist of the Year. I just love this brother. And that'll be followed by my power group, Straight Company. Out of Louisville, Kentucky, they have a new single, Much Better, from their 2020 album, AMG, Amazing, Magnificent, Godly. We debuted that album here on this broadcast, episode 181. That's the 2-CD box set, 21 tracks. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 21 tracks. That's going to be a lot of great music on the album. Took them 10 years to produce it, and it was well worth the wait. And I had a few members of Straight Company on the show with me when we debuted that album. We had J. Walt DeRose, Gunsmithy, and E-Sage, and D-Blo. Enjoy my double play by Teray Mack and Straight Company. You got Stevie B on ones and twos.
Oh, what you say? What you say?
Let me tell you a story about how life can bring you to dark places, make you feel like you can't lose, leaving you with the weight of some very bad cases, a case of depression, a case of confusion, feeling like you're less than a human, so many things have a hold on you, the shackles are tightening, you can't break loose, and your friends are just not around, your own family might put you down, backstabbed in your own safe haven. It doesn't feel like a life worth saving. People calling you this, people calling you that, this and that, your life's off track. So close to slipping away, but right on time you show up and I hear you.
Boom.
getting tired of sickness and the wage of death that sin can bring. Looking for the Lord's return when he waits and takes it all away.
Hey, this is Dorian Paul.
This is East Bay's with Straight Company.
You're listening to Stevie B.
You're listening to Stevie B.
And you're listening to Stevie B, the Master Blast. Go ahead, on.
This is
Crystal Stevenson from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Hey, this is Amber Baldwin from Greensboro, North Carolina.
This is Dodge Burnett coming from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, this is Teray Mack out of Jacksonville, Florida, representing Duval. We are the one and only Testament Acapella, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Music Blast.
With you is where I want to be.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Dum, 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 dum.
Hey, this is John Poo Malone. And you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast, Stevie B.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, according to the clock on the wall, it's time for me to bring this big iron bird on down to the ground. I need to bring it on down. I need to bring it on down. We got this big iron bird safely on the ground. This is the part of the show where I have to say goodnight. I got to go. I really enjoy playing these inspirational songs and tickling your funny bone. I want to thank my special guest on the show tonight, Marcus Garrett with the acapella group Sanctified Harmony from Odessa, Texas. I also want to thank my listeners for riding with me on the blast tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot deny what you're on the blast on a Friday night. I'm playing some of the world's greatest acapella gospel music artist, the sweet sounds of voices.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
But I want to thank most of all the God of heaven through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for allowing me the privilege, and it is indeed a privilege, to be able to spend this time with you on a Friday night. So until we meet again, may God continue to bless your lives, and may he bless you real good. You've been listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Pick a song off the show tonight. It's Kenya Shelley from San Francisco, California. She's from Fresno, California. Her new single, Just Let Go. You're going to love this song. It was produced by Cornell Clark. And it's episode number 260 when we debuted it on the broadcast. And that'll be followed by LaChant from San Francisco, California. Her single, Live to Tell the Story, from her 2018 EP, LaChant Acapella. You're going to love this double play. Let me hit you with three pieces before I get on up out of here. Peace, peace, peace. And I'll see you, Lord say so, on the other side. Good night, everybody. I'm Stevie B, and I'm out.
Just let go and let God. Just let go.
Let go and let him lead you. Thinking you should find he can feed you. Fighting all these demons, he the only one that's gonna believe you. Yeah, I really wanna let go. Shoulda rolled with you from the get-go. I need help trying to let him know. I need help trying to get my flow. Screw face, got two faces. So my soul split in two places. Fighting each other like two races. Got enough sin for two graces. God, tell me what I don't know. Either don't care or they don't show. Thank God me in a chokehold. So I probably need to let go.
Show you.
you can conquer any situation, but pain, you really need to know, he's got your back for sure.
You, hey, let go, let God, I'm about to. I was about to sing right before I found you. Looking at this pit, Myri, I said not you. Then I realized that I can't live without you. It's painful without you. I can't go without you. I let go cause I got you. I'm so thankful about you.
Just let go.
Let go.
And let God.
And let God.
Look to him and he'll give you grace. It wasn't always easy to see, but he never let me down. No, if you just hold on and believe, you will live to tell the story.
I live to tell the story.
But he'll never let me down.
glory.
Stevie B, I'm full of plans. Stevie B, I'm full of plans. Stevie B, I'm full of plans.